positive thinking isn't magic, and it won't make all of your problems disappear. What it will do is make problems seem more manageable and help you approach hardships in a more positive and productive way. Today I'm speaking with Katie. She is a free spirit positivity queen and is going to give me some tips on how to remain positive even when it seems impossible. Let's do this. Welcome, Katie, to the Anything But Simple Talk podcast. I am so, so excited to have you here with me today, all the way from Colorado.
Woo! I am so excited to be here with you, girl.
And it's my first evening recording, so it's kind of nice. We have drink in hand tonight, and it's early evening for you, but cheers to you.
And cheers. Yes, it's still 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock, so it's all good, right? So we are talking about basically positive vibes only, but we're also going to touch a little bit on confidence because I think that those things go hand in hand. And the reason I wanted to do this episode with you is, first of all, a little background, okay? We met on Instagram and it was like an instant connection. Like, I can't even describe it. Like, love at first Instagram post. I don't know.
Yes, I agree.
Right? It was just...
I was getting goosebumps when you said it.
I was just like, I don't know what it is. Like, I love this girl. She's so positive. You have this energy about you that I can feel from the phone. And it's not fake. It's not like you're posting things to just, you know, sell a product, which you do sell and you'll probably talk about at some point because it goes with confidence. But it's who you are. It's who you genuinely are. So please tell me, how do you remain positive? And
you know... I was thinking about this earlier, and it's really what I do is I disconnect, like, with so much of the negativity in this world. Like, you have to disconnect and ground yourself. And I have not always been this way growing up. Like, I have not always been the most positive person, but throughout my life, it has taught me lessons that have molded me to where I am today. And through those lessons is what I've learned that has helped me overcome a lot of negativity that I've gone through in my life. And when I was like trying to think about it, it was really, I disconnect from things that are super negative because it is a lot about what you focus on. And I'm about manifestation, and what you focus on expands. And so by disconnecting, really grounding yourself with, like, I do daily meditation and nature has been a huge one for me to really remind myself that there is something so much bigger than us, and that, I mean, there's just so much beauty in this world that we overlook because we get so distracted with so much other chaos, basically. So, and then daily exercise has been super beneficial just for my mindset and how I handle stressful situations and things like that. And also, I've learned this in the last like year, is really what you focus on, like focus on what you can control, not what you can't control.
Yeah.
So that is a lesson I've really taken away.
Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly trying to remind myself that, because I've grown a lot over this past year too, because I've gone through my own hardships and I'm working on being more positive. And I feel like for me, it's so important to have positive people or someone who will raise you up when you're feeling down. How important is it to you to be surrounded by that too?
Honestly, it's so important because... Not to say that I don't like hanging out with people that are super negative. I have people in my family mm-hmm. that are, you know, people I love. But so, honest, I know it sounds bad, but I like to limit my interaction with that. And also, like, just being able to understand that we don't always have to agree on everything. Like, people are always going to have their own opinions. People are going to think how they want. And the more we try to control other people's opinions, the more that causes conflict, like contrast and conflict. That's how I really try to surround myself with people that talk about their visions and dreams and not so much about all the chaos that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
You know, so because what you focus on manifests.
Exactly.
So I would rather focus on the positive things in this world because there are still a lot of positive things in this world.
Yeah. So, and you know what? Yeah. I feel like... we got to meet online, and I went into this Instagram world when I was kind of in a dark place, not because my friends weren't filling the need that I had. It wasn't that at all. It was more so I wanted to see, like, are there other like-minded people? Is there someone there that can lift me up, inspire me? Maybe I can do that for them. And that's what I found in you. So even though you're in Colorado, I'm in Toronto, Canada, I felt that with you. I felt like we connected. And whenever I'm having a bad day, I know if I message you, you'll raise me up. And I appreciate that so much from you. You really, really do that for me. And I know you do that for a lot of people, not just me.
That really touches my heart. You have no idea. Because I really feel like over this last year, I've been trying to figure out what my purpose is. And I truly want to just help people. I want to help raise the vibration of this planet and help heal the collective consciousness within everyone and just make a better future for ourselves and our kids.
Yes, because so they...
That really... thank you.
You're welcome. It's true. It's so true. And then, you know, talking kindly to ourselves has a big impact on our mind. So do you do that? Do you, every day, do you talk positively to yourself? Because your kids listen to you. If you're looking in the mirror and you're being negative about yourself, they're watching and they're taking that in too, right?
Oh gosh, yeah. Like I am more like a mental person when I do it. Like, so I do my daily affirmations. I've been doing this solid for about 3 years now. And long story short, it made me realize, like, this experience I had made me realize that the people you are surrounded by can influence your own energy and make you experience things you wouldn't necessarily experience because that's the energy they're pulling in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
So saw this experience. It really rocked my world. Ever since then, I started doing daily affirmations because I needed to become positive because I have a son to take care of. And I didn't want this experience to, you know, affect me and my future and my son and how he felt. So that's when I started doing daily affirmations. And I just say it mentally to myself, but I know a lot of people that say it to themselves in the mirror, and that looking in to your eyes when you say it is a super powerful way to do it. So either way, whichever you feel comfortable. I like to do it. I listen to my daily affirmations while I shower and get ready. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of on in the background and I'm subconsciously picking this all up.
Yeah.
And so with that, it's literally, you have to look at it as it's like reprogramming your brain to think more positively. So when you do have times of contrast, you can think on the more positive side of things. It's not like you're always going to think everything's just roses and daisies, you know, but it gives you those skills and the positive self-talk that you need to build your self-esteem and build your self-love, because self-love is truly where you heal yourself the most and where you don't rely on other sources to make you happy, and you really find confidence in yourself. And I feel like if all of us showed that, our kids would pick up on that, because like you were saying, our kids watch everything, they hear everything. And honestly, okay, I've had a kind of a bad day and I did talk to myself not good, and my son will catch me and he'll be like, "Mom, don't say that to yourself." And I'll be like, "You know what? You're absolutely right." So
yeah,
they do pick up on that. And that those times where he kind of checks me, you know, those times are when I'm like, wow, the things I'm doing are working. Like, he is watching. He is understanding what I'm doing. And he's going to be more confident and more self-secure than I was at his age, you know? So
yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. When I think about my younger self, I feel so sorry for her. I had,
too, girl.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I think, wow, I was so negative. I was so sad and not confident at all. And I really, really don't want, like, obviously, all of us want better for our kids, but it has to be by example. You can't just tell them, because my parents, they would just tell me how I should be, but they were the total opposite.
Oh my gosh, mine too. Right? Yeah.
So you have to really show it. Fake it if you have to some days. That's kind of what you have to do. But for you, I feel like it's just so genuine. And I know you have bad days. You were talking about how you had a bad day today.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell me how you get through it.
I have my moments, you know, like I have my moments where I don't always react the way I plan to or the way I should, you know, like we are reactive beings. And I feel like we can only take so much before we have stored up energy that comes out. So in those moments, you know, because I'm not, I mean, there's times where I get angry and there's times where I'm sad and I have my moments. And what I remind myself is they're moments. Mm-hmm. Don't stay there. Don't stay there. Everybody has their moments. You need to take what I've been doing a lot too is reflecting on these moments. So when I do have these moments of anger or frustration or sadness, I reflect on what was coming up. What was the trigger for me that made me react the way I did? And a lot of the time, it's traffic. A lot.
Yeah. I feel you.
But a lot of the time, it's like when we take a moment to understand why we're reacting a certain way, we can then rebalance and ground ourselves to where we're not super overreactive. But trust me, I have my moments. And when I do have my moments, I give myself grace. And I forgive myself for those moments because I am not perfect. I am human. And that is why we are here, is to live and learn. And when you beat yourself up for those moments, you're only hindering yourself. You're not growing from them. You're hurting yourself. So you have to take those moments as lessons. And so that's how I feel like I get over that moment in time, basically.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And like, you talk a lot about getting to this place. So what was the point in your life where you're like, no, I'm not going to be that girl anymore. Something needs to change. Like, when did that light bulb turn on for you?
I would have to say two instances. One was about 4 years ago when I decided to leave my son's dad because our relationship got super toxic. And honestly, it was something that I actually manifested as I look back on it now, is because of my self-talk and what I believed I deserved. So my self-talk back then was I was unworthy. I was not good enough. I was fat, ugly, you know, just I felt worthless in that time. And I mean, honestly, what shifted me was I have to be there for my son. I don't want anyone else raising him. So that's what kind of kicked me into gear of being like, this is not who I am. I deserve more than this. I'm a good person. I'm a good mom.
You are.
I was a good partner. You know what I mean? Like, I took care of our family. Like, and not to get into too much detail, but I mean, he had an addiction issue. So that alone was a lot to deal with and trying to pull out of that. And I stayed for so long because I felt like I was doing the right thing for my son. But then when I realized by staying, I was actually hindering my son and what he was seeing was not okay, that's when I snapped and I was like, no more. And I deserve better than this. And that's kind of what started my spiritual awakening. And I started meditating more and I started reading a lot of books that were like kind of self-help books and things like that, which I have some that I would totally recommend. But that was the start of me kind of shifting out of that, I would say, lower vibration consciousness, because that's what it is
yeah.
You're just in lower vibration and you just kind of need to like retune yourself like a radio, you know, like this is not the channel I like anymore. So I decided, and the toughest part was like changing your habits, changing your self-talk, changing things that you're so used to.
Yeah, getting uncomfortable.
That it's scary. Yeah, exactly. And you know you're in a spot that's not great, but you don't know what's on the other side. And that's what I think hinders a lot of people, is because they don't know how it will be, you know, after the situation or
yeah,
know,
the fear
leave,
of
whatever.
Unknown.
Exactly. And so that taught me to embrace the fear in a way, because I'm like, that was the first time I started really like thinking for myself, my son, and like I cared so much about that person that I forgot myself. I lost myself and I had to start to find myself again. So through that spiritual journey, and then last year, like everybody, mm-hmm. a lot of people lost their jobs. I lost a job of my dreams, but I love that job. But what that taught me was to have confidence and faith in myself and to really go after what I want. And it gave me the opportunity to really look at my life without any boundaries and create it. And I started really diving into manifestation and belief and really just going after what I know my heart is wanting, basically. So you have to take those times of contrast or negativity and, again, learn from them and the lessons and use that fear or use that anger as a way to fuel you to be better and to learn from your mistakes or learn from whatever contrast throws at you, because that's what it is. It's lessons. And then you grow and build yourself from that.
You know what? I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so proud of you because it's not easy to do that. I'm on the other end of it. There's someone I truly care about that's in a similar situation. And it's so hard because they know what's the right thing to do and you know what the right thing is and you offer the advice you can as gently as possible. But that person has to make that decision. They have to turn the dial and change the station. Exactly. And it's so hard to do. It's so much easier for someone like me to be like, well, just do it. It's going to be better. Yeah. And they're like, well, no, there's so many, it's so hard. Yeah. It's so much harder and easier to say than do. So I'm telling you, remind yourself every time that you do have those moments where you're down that you did that and you should be so proud.
I appreciate you because it was hard and I could have let it destroy me. I could have let both situations destroy me. You know what I mean?
Of course.
But I'm also a fighter. I'm a warrior. I'm never going to give up. You know, like that's just who I am inside of me. Like you could knock me down, but I will always get back up.
That's right.
And that's what I hope I instill in everybody with my, like, just what I put out there, because you can get knocked down. It doesn't matter how many times. It's always about getting back up, because when you don't get back up and you give up, that's when you fail.
That's right. 100%. And then you have this amazing spirit of you, but I'm sure it gets tested from time to time. You have left, obviously, a very toxic relationship behind, but what kind of things get your spirit tested the most now?
I would have to say a lot of it is just like disrespect. That's what tests my spirit a lot. And honestly, being around a lot of people, like crowds of people, mm-hmm. because I feel other people's energy. And I haven't always known this about myself, but the more I'm going on the spiritual journey, the more I'm learning about myself and understanding why I react this way I do. And the more I'm around other people is because everybody has their own energetic field mm-hmm. and we all absorb other people's energy. So when I'm around a lot of different energy, it's hard for me to understand where my energy is compared to their energy. Because I could be in a great space, but then kind of start feeling irritated because I'm around a lot of other people that are irritated, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course it does. I actually just recorded an episode, which is coming out soon, about you're raising your vibration. And I asked that question specifically and she made it very clear that that does happen because I'm also an empath. So if I go to like a crowded place, sometimes I leave there completely exhausted, headaches, everything. And you are absorbing everyone's energies around you. And the advice she gave was to kind of protect it physically. Like you can put something around you, say what you got to say, do what you got to do to protect it. Cause it's so easy to get sucked into other people's energies and they're not doing it on purpose. It's actually our fault for feeling this way because we're feeling everything.
We're just super sensitive. So we pick up on all of that, you know, and I've been told that my whole life, oh, you're just so sensitive. And it's like, no, I feel your energy. I know you're not genuine with me. You know?
Yes, I mean? Like, exactly. Yeah, so. All those years they're saying something's wrong with us. No, something is wrong with you.
Yes, exactly. Not us. We're just very in tune.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And I think that's why we kind of hit it off right away, because we just instantly were like, you, me, friends. Like, that's happening.
Yeah, besties.
Yes.
Yes. But it's so true. That's when I find my energy is tested the most. But I do. I protect my energy before I go out. Sometimes I wear a lot of stone because I believe in stone energy too. Yeah. Like I always have my stones on, especially if I know I'm going to be around a lot of different energies. I'll wear my stones. I'll meditate before I go out. And I mean, I'm cannabis friendly. So I mean, I will smoke as well. And it just kind of helps me understand where my energy is compared to like the outside energy.
Yeah.
So it helps me stay grounded is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's definitely you opened my eyes to cannabis in a different way, 'cause for me it was always just like recreational, have it, have some laughs, eat a lot, unfortunately, and
Yep,
then
of
that's it.
course,
But for
yes.
you use it and it helps you in so many different ways.
It does. I love it. I mean, honestly, I use it for antidepressants because I used when I was younger, they tried to put me on that for my anger issues. I'm like, dude, this ain't working. But so cannabis just honestly, it helps me for so many things. It helps me to be present in the moment. I mean, and you don't even have to do THC. If you don't like that stony,
Yeah.
hazy feeling, then CBD all the way. But I like that feeling. So I'm going to smoke my THC. But what it does for me is it calms me down. It grounds me to the point where I'm in the present moment always, and I can be less reactive and more understanding to my environment and what's going around me. So when I go out in public, I'm usually pretty stoned because it keeps my energy balanced and I'm grounded and I'm understanding where I'm. So it's kind of like I put a container around me. You know what I mean? Like I keep my energy here and I block everyone else's. So
Yeah.
that's what it's helped me with.
It's
Just,
come a long
yeah.
way. It's come a long way. It's funny because so many years ago, my brother-in-law at the time, he actually was growing it illegally in our backyard. We all lived together and it was like the talk of the town. Everyone had something to say. He was like pegged as this awful person for it. Fast forward to now, it's legal. Grandparents are using it. It's helping people so much, like yourself. And I love that. Listen, I'm judge-free. I think if it helps you, if it makes you happy and it helps you, just do it. And don't judge other people for doing it, right?
100%. And honestly, it's been used as medicinal purposes for centuries, like
Exactly.
centuries. Like old holistic medicine has always used it, and you can use it for many, many ailments. And you don't even have to smoke it. You know what I mean? Like there's
Yeah.
other ways you can consume it, topicals. Like I used to work in the industry, so I worked there for about 4 years,
You
and
learned a
you see
lot.
a variety. You see a variety of people, how it helps them, how it benefits them. It's great for PTSD, like so many benefits, and it's the same. Like I'm just not, I don't like pain pills. My dad's addicted to those. I have a whole different view of what prescription drugs does. So I am way more holistic in healing. I do believe that there is a place for man medicine, basically, but I believe that we can heal ourselves holistically if we have the right mindset, the right routine, and daily habits. I do.
That's right. And that was gonna actually was perfect because it brings me to my next question. So do you believe positive attitude and like you mentioned, cannabis, that can heal or overcome illness?
I do, honestly. And I've read a couple articles, a couple books on it as well. Basically, if you think negatively, you're lowering your vibration, and that is lowering your immune system. So, and a lot of the times when we're thinking negatively, we're not making healthy choices. We're not doing things that are healthy for our body. So when we're in that lower vibration, we kind of stay there unless we're trying, unless we know we're in it and we want to tune ourselves. Like it has to be you. You have to take that action to change your vibrational energy. But it does, it stems a lot from your mindset and what you think you believe and what you think you deserve and how you think you're going to overcome it. So if you keep telling yourself, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, well, chances are you're probably going to get sick, you know, because you're constantly, that's what you're focused on. So if you focus on more of the positive things in life and you focus on more of your actions and what you can control, which is your diet, your mindset, what you think, you know, what you put in your mind. It's also what you consume when you're just watching TV regularly as well. Like that can affect your vibrational energy. Like I like horror movies, but I will tell you this. When I watch them, I can feel the negativity and I feel my vibration lower. So it is so true. So I do believe, like, granted, I understand the body physically can only overcome so much. I get that. Like, our bodies are amazing. They can literally heal themselves if we give them the right environment. But also if we don't catch something in time and it's festered for so long, I believe that sometimes it can do permanent damage to the body as well.
Yeah.
But I believe that you can shift and create a better vibration for yourself, and then in tune you're creating a stronger immune system, because that's how you defend your body, is your immune system. And by doing that positive self-talk, believing that you can recover from whatever you're healing from, that's a big thing. Believing that you can do that, believing that you're worthy of that and that it can happen. And then mindset, like a lot of the articles I've read where people have overcome cancer and things like that, yeah, it was a lot to do with their mindset. They are fighting. They're not going to give up. So it's that kind of mindset. If you're super into lower vibration, it's harder to fight when you're so low, you know. But if you have that mindset of, no, I'm fighting this, like I'm getting over this, that does, it creates a powerful, and then you're actually like, because we're cellular, right? We're all energy.
Yes, we are, like, all energy.
These bodies. Right, we're cellular. So it's on a cellular level when you're healing yourself, mind, body, and soul. So when you think positive, your cells are actually, like, you know, those synapses are opening. Like you're reprogramming your brain, which is reprogramming your cells, which is making you internally vibrate higher, which I feel like can help heal the illness. Because a lot of the times, illness, or like say you have, like I shoulder pain or sciatic pain or something, a lot of that pain comes from when you store something down, like when you don't, so it's like stored energy, right? That's what I'm looking for. So say you're super negative, or you had a negative experience, you haven't got over that, you haven't healed from that.
Yeah.
Well, it will store itself.
Like it lingers in your body. You until you heal from
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Exactly. So by you, and I don't know, it sounds kind of crazy, but it does. It will, if you don't heal from those experiences, they will linger somewhere in your body. And a lot of it is your chakra system. So wherever it's lingering, you can tell which chakra is out of alignment. And then you can try to help, you know, open and balance that with chakra therapy and things like that. But I truly do believe you can heal yourself through your mindset, your belief, and your habits.
Yeah. And you're helping people to do this too. You really are.
Yes.
You went on this new path that I want you to tell me a little bit about, and how you're helping people so much.
Yeah, no, I've always felt like this was part of me. I always have wanted to help people become their best versions of themselves. And I think I had to go through all the stuff I had to go through to get to where I'm at, to be able to help people so I can relate to people in different areas. But I feel like I'm like a personal mind, body, soul coach, because I do fitness, personal training, things like that. But it's more about holding you accountable and, you know, being an advocate with you, doing it with you, and then leading by example and showing you that these are the things I do that I help raise my vibrational energy, and it's helped change my life in an amazing way. And honestly, I've learned with this program that I do, what you consume, it really matters. So the shakes that I promote, right? That literally is a protein plus, like, literally superfoods. There's probiotics, there's antioxidants. So it's basically, I call it my super shake. And that literally what it is doing is feeding my cells. And that's why I think it's truly helping me heal and giving me the energy to be able to run around with my 9-year-old son who has energy for days.
Yeah.
You know, and get all the things I need to do in a day as well, besides mom life. So, and before I started taking it, and before I started doing all this and really embracing my purpose, because I do feel like this is my purpose in life now that I'm, you know, a year in, and I'm like, yeah, this is, I mean, and everything I go back to, I'm like, what is it that I want? And I just want to help people. I want people to feel healthy. I want people to be happy. I want people to love who they are. I want people to love their body, and I want them to be happy and healthy and enjoy life and, you know, grow old and be able to still be with their kiddos and things like that. And let's lower the disease rate and lower, you know, the sickness rate as well. So that's why I back this product so much, is because I truly do feel like it helps feed your cells. It's more than just a protein shake, because you are, when you eat nutrient dense foods, you're feeding your cells like on a cellular level. And that's how you can truly heal and help raise your vibration as well. So
yeah, 100, like, honestly, girl, I'm telling you, you are made for this. You are a breath of fresh air. I'm so lucky that I was able to meet you.
I feel the same way about you.
And I just want to say, seriously, I want to say thank you. I want to thank you so much for doing this with me. I feel like you and I could talk for hours.
Oh, yes.
We could talk for hours, but I had a blast. I really did. You are one of a kind. I love your energy. The energy you give me every single time I talk to you, it makes me so happy. And I hope that my listeners feel it too, because it's so, so real.
Oh, I love you, girl. Yes.
And you can follow Katie on Instagram at kt.pg and on her YouTube channel, which is KTTV. Everything will be in the description below. Please follow her. She will make you feel so good.
Oh, I love you so much,
love
girl.
You too.
Thank you, guys. Yes, thank you so much for letting me be a part of this.
Thank you so much for being a part of it. Thanks for checking out episode 6 of the Anything But Simple Talk podcast. I hope you feel a little more positive and try to keep it up in your everyday life. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. And remember, don't be afraid to be anything but simple. The best people are.